Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 9th of May 2016, and this is the 359th Mole Out Loud podcast. I have got rather a deep voice today. I think my cold has kind of got to my chest a bit, and I don't really mind having a different voice for a while, but I just want to reassure you that it is still me. Today has been my Monday day off, my Monday of just slowly moving into the week. And I think that's been quite good. I've been a bit tired, so I've had lots of resting periods over the last couple of days, yesterday and today. I didn't actually go to bed today during the day, but I didn't do anything very energetic either. It rained most of the night, and we now have this lovely little bit of green coming back, and I just thought maybe it wasn't a good idea to go out walking in the rain, although I don't know that it was. It was very misty. It would have been very beautiful and smelt nice, but it just didn't quite feel the right thing to do. This morning I got a bit seduced by this box of letters. There's something about a whole box of letters that you've never read before, and getting to know the people. I suppose it's a bit like reading in a way. It's you kind of put your faith in the hands of the writer, and you don't really know where the story is going to go. But there is, it feels more visceral, I think, because these letters are real. Some real person has put pen to paper. This paper has been handled by them. And it's a story, you know that it's a story that is not going to end well for some of the players. And it really reminds me so much that these people trying to escape Europe in 1938-39 is so much like what is going on today. So there is a kind of current, a current edge to these letters as well as the historical one. So I did delve into them, but I think I really need to do it in quite small doses because it is such a big subject, and I need to kind of keep myself, what am I going to say? I don't want to get so involved that it takes me down. But I did do a few today, and it was lovely getting to know these people. So that was something that I wouldn't have normally done in a morning because I'd normally be writing my novel. And in a way, I do think these letters are probably better done at some point during the day and not left until the hour or so before I go to bed. So I'm not sure where this will go, and I just need to do it very slowly. But it was nice to kind of get a bit into it today. But otherwise, it's been a sort of clearing up day. I have been so busy that I haven't really had time to even clear up after myself. And it's nice just to get a bit of order again and do it gently, because yes, I need to rest quite a lot at the moment. So I have been doing that, and in doing that, in the washing up, in the tidying, I've been thinking about elimination diets. Not food-wise, I don't think I need to eliminate anything from my food, which, so that's good. But I do think that I do need to eliminate some things from my life. I just feel overloaded, and it's very difficult to know what to leave out. And I think I need to maybe leave a quite big thing or two out and just see how it feels. So I'm sitting with that at the moment. The biggest thing, of course, is the novel. And we have a meeting of the novel writing group this week, and I don't have anything ready for them. And my whole sense of doing it just makes me feel depressed rather than excited. So I'm thinking that a bit eliminating that from my diet for a little while might not be such a bad thing. I don't mean the meetings, I mean the novel itself. So that's quite a big thing to be sitting with, and I don't think I'm going to make a very quick decision. But it does feel as if this is all part of recalibrating, trying to find my upright and present self. And of course these things can't happen quickly. One needs to kind of listen and make time within a different space. And I had thought that I was having a sabbatical next week, but in fact it is the week after that. But one of the things I think I'm going to do then is have a real week off the internet. So that'll be quite interesting. I haven't done that for quite a while, and it would certainly free up space, free up mental space. I do hope that whatever you've been working on today, if Monday is a working day for you, that it gives you joy, and that you've been able to work on it in interesting ways. And if you are getting pulled down by it, I wonder whether you too have been considering putting it aside for a little while and just breathing deeply somewhere else. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.